Should the American people prepare for a recession?
No. Look, they've been saying this now how every 6 months they say this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't. There's no guarantee that there's going to be a recession. I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly.
President Biden speaking to CNN Tuesday about the prospect of a recession. Well, today's economic news may not support the president's assessment. Inflation remains at a four-decade high, decreasing only slightly since last month. Consumer prices are up more than 8% over the past year. And earlier this week, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, said the worst is yet to come for the global economy. Andrew Jalil is an associate professor of economics at Occidental College. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you. All right, so what did you take from the numbers that were released today in terms of inflation? Is what the Fed doing not enough when it comes to tackling this? Should interest rates go higher?
The new inflation numbers that came out today unfortunately do increase the risk of a recession in the future. Inflation has not been moderating as quickly as all of us would hope. And the longer that inflation persists, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will take aggressive actions to contain it. But those aggressive actions also increase the likelihood of a recession.
Right. Okay. So explain how that happens. If the Fed raises interest rates more aggressively, how does that then cause a recession?
Sure, sure. So the Federal Reserve has done this many times since World War II. So when inflation gets too high, higher than the Federal Reserve's target, so the Federal Reserve targets a 2% rate of inflation. That's what they deem is kind of associated with price stability. Inflation right now is running at about 8-point-something percent. So it's far above the Federal Reserve's target. The way the Federal Reserve counters high inflation is they raise interest rates. And by raising interest rates, they're trying to reduce what we call as the aggregate demand for goods and services. It's basically kind of a fancy word for the total demand for goods and services in the economy. By raising interest rates, the Fed is increasing borrowing costs for businesses, firms, and for households. And by increasing these borrowing costs, it tends to depress investment spending by firms, consumer spending by households, and that lower total spending by firms and businesses will help to push down inflationary pressures. It will help to push down prices. Higher demand tends to drive up prices, lower demand tends to push it down. But the unfortunate consequence of that is lower demand, lower spending can also trigger and lead to a recession.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then people lose their jobs, and that is not a good thing.
Absolutely.
At all. So, okay, the IMF weighed in and said the economy, the worldwide economy, is headed for quote unquote stormy waters and warned of a really harsh worldwide recession if policymakers don't get it right. So what does that mean? How did you read that statement?
The higher interest rates are definitely, they're going to hit the economy. They're going to hit it hard for sure. One of the difficulties the Federal Reserve is facing right now is the empirical evidence looking at the effects of monetary policy. So the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates in March. It shows very clearly that monetary policy does reduce inflation. It does push down total spending, but it does so with a lag. It takes time for it to really take effect. And so the Federal Reserve right now has been raising interest rates for the past 6+ months. The concern is that if they overdo it, they might get inflation down, which would be a good thing, but they might accidentally push the economy into recession. And central bankers across the world are doing similar things to the Federal Reserve. We have a global shift among central bankers around the world to raising interest rates. And so this global shift toward what we call more contractionary monetary policy, higher interest rates, tends to slow down economic activity. So that's what the Federal Reserve, what the International Monetary Fund is referring to.
So looking back on it, all of this stimulus spending and pandemic funding, putting money into the pockets of Americans at almost an unprecedented degree, was that a mistake?
We'll never know the counterfactual. We'll never see what would have happened without it. I mean, certainly many of the relief measures were important. We were undergoing a once in a generation or lifetime pandemic. And the fiscal stimulus that was provided was more kind of akin to relief. We were providing relief to individuals who needed it. There is an academic debate about whether it was perhaps too large, more than necessary, lasted longer than was necessary. So there is a possibility that that could have fueled some of the inflation, But the inflation we're seeing right now is definitely the result of many different factors. We have supply chain disruptions from COVID. Many of those disruptions to international trade are still lingering today. We have disruptions from the war in Ukraine. And we also see similarly high rates of inflation in many countries that did not have the same type of fiscal support that the United States has. So together, that provides some type of information or evidence that there are many forces behind the increase in inflation today.
Right. So COVID-related supply chain issues, the war in Ukraine, the high price of oil, et cetera, et cetera. So how does any one economy tackle that?
It's tough. So the Federal Reserve is doing the right thing right now to raise inflation. So we know that inflation, the longer that it persists, the more likely it can become ingrained in people's expectations. And if it gets ingrained in people's expectations, it's harder to get rid of. So the Federal Reserve is moving quickly and swiftly to reduce inflation. What we don't know is whether the Federal Reserve is moving too aggressively and too quickly. So there's kind of like a key. I think what the Federal Reserve would like to ideally achieve is a kind of a Goldilocks moment where they don't raise interest rates too much and cause a recession, but they also don't keep them too low and further fuel inflation. What they would like to do is raise interest rates by the exact amount to slow down total spending, to slow down inflationary pressures without actually triggering a recession. It's a very delicate balancing act, and we don't quite know for sure whether the Fed is getting it right.
Well, so far they aren't, given today's numbers. I'm wondering if you look back at the 1970s and see what they did back then and can draw some lessons. The inflation back then was in the double digits.
Sure. The inflation in the 1970s was very different from the inflation that we're experiencing right now. Inflation had been rising. It really started to increase toward the end of the 1960s, and then it continued to increase further from that throughout the 1970s. So it was a much longer, much more protracted inflation. And people's expectations for inflation really started to incorporate this idea that we were living in a world of high inflation. And so to get the inflation down in the late 1970s, it required strong action from the Federal Reserve. Paul Volcker was the Federal Reserve chair, and he did something very similar to what Fed Chair Powell and the other members of the Federal Open Market Committee are doing. They raised interest rates in the 1980s. And those higher interest rates, they did cause a recession, but they did get the rate of inflation down to about 2%, give or take one or two percentage points here or there. And then over the next four decades, we had a relative period of price stability. So it required strong actions by the Federal Reserve to get inflation down, but it was also a problem that was simmering for more than a decade. Whereas in this situation, the large increase in inflation really materialized just over the past year. So it does feel quite different in nature.
Andrew Jalil, Associate Professor of Economics at Occidental College. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Coming up, how online political fundraising has become a big grift. That's next on Press Play.